Good evening. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Lake Service App. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Movement Limited Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerang Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact me or any other club member, and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start to net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomervilleairc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening. I believe I'm the only one in the queue.
Good evening, Kevin. KD2FPM. This is KD2AIT. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff, I'm just kind of chilling out here. I was going to head out in a few to take my little night vapor airplane out for a little run out back. It's got all these LED lights on it, so you can kind of see it in the night sky. I also was reading some kind of a report. I guess there was a coronal mass ejection off the sun, and the storm chasers are predicting possible northern lights that might be visible in our area. So, and they're talking maybe some northern latitude power outages, and I was hearing something about a power outage up north. No idea if that had anything to do with that or not, but so maybe I'll keep an eye to the sky while I'm outside, see if I can see any of the northern lights if they're available tonight. On that note, I will say 7-3. I'll back out, and I will just take a listen. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Wow, Roger that. Yeah, I'm just reading up on it here on the NBC News site there, now that you mention it. Oh, maybe we'll see, you never know, maybe we'll see some fireworks there. Might that help out 10 meters, too. All right, thanks for checking in there, Kevin. You have a good evening. Good luck with the plane, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's two. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff. Name there, Diane, and of course, Kevin James there. We got a temperature here of 66 degrees on the mountainside, sunny most of the day. And we had a low of 61 and a high of muggy 78 today. We got the rear hatch and the right side sliding door on the van today, from two other people. Got that on, and I'm glad that the van's starting to look better already. Do the other body work around the wheel wells and give it a good spray and an undercoat with two undercoats. I was told the calf lines are the only thing that really protects them over a long time is two coats of that bed liner. So that's what I'm going to use this time. I'm sick of the undercoat things, and 6 months later the rust is coming through on them and all. So hopefully this will This will eliminate the problem, I'm hoping. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s and 2 PFM clear.
All right, well, good luck with all that there, George. Well, I mean, beginning a lot of sun here coming up there, saying, so I'll see if that can help you out with the solar power over there. All right, well, thanks for checking in, George. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, N2IQ, Dan, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. I'm George, and Kevin James down there in Oneida. No, I don't know. Oneida, excuse me. Anyways, what's going on right now? Things are going quite down. It's been a busy weekend, right, from, well, last Wednesday, and then we had that thing that had a fire on the left of that well over Winnie Rao. They had, 25 people there. And on Thursday night, we got those, we're trying to get ready for the auction down the fire hall for Friday night. And that was pretty good Friday night. Dance Saturday night, and then yesterday, we went on a picnic up to Bricker Park with some people up there. We was camping up there, we know, so went up with them, spent 2 hours up there with them. Then this morning I had to go to the doctor's. I had to have some blood work done, stuff, but this routine stuff. Then tonight, fire council meeting. So tomorrow, hope just to rest. I did move along too and sap, don't think about it. I got to do this weed eat here, maybe tomorrow morning if it ain't too warm out. And it's not a bad job, but it could be, so I know I. So it was a busy last 2 days with things on the fire hall and my own thing, so. And I was still getting ready to go camping this coming weekend up to Old Forge. Me and my wife are going up, we're looking Friday and coming back Monday, I think Monday morning. So it'll be a lot of fun. I hope the forecast, I see it's got a little rain in it, but whatever. It'll be tough, I guess. But we got a travel trailer, so we're not worrying about getting too wet. So back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. And to a wife, Jill Clara.
Hi, Dan. You said there were about 25 people there at the ham event. How did it go?
It went really good, George. Oh, yeah, George. Excuse me, Jeff. It went really good. Yeah, about 25 people. And we had hot dogs and stuff. And there was some peep talk for a little bit. And the section manager from Northern New York, he spoke a little bit. And then Pete showed a few things are after they got done talking and stuff. And so it went really well, Jeff. It went really well. So we're pretty happy. Keep things going, have to do other things, just keep people interested. So, back to you, Jeff, and to IQ.
All right, thanks for the update on that. I would have liked to have been there, but I had business up in Lake Placid there, so I didn't have the opportunity to go. But I'm glad there was a good turnout and everybody got to see some of the stuff there that you guys put on. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? KC2ZNZ, N5AOW. I don't know if you guys, any of you doubled together there at some point. Somebody before Pete there had doubled, and I didn't get either one of you. But if there's anybody else besides you three, let me know right now, please. WD2ADX. Well, I don't think that's a real call sign. I never heard that one before. All right, we'll move over to KC2WI. Good evening. What's going on, Pete?
KC2WI. Well, I missed the beginning here. I was chatting with Sean, KC2QXG, on the Lowellville machine. I went up to Lake Pleasant Thursday night after the... Actually, I didn't do the towpath records run. I didn't have the time. I didn't get out. But I stopped and had a hot dog and stuff like that. And went on to Lake Pleasant and Friday afternoon, actually, and Saturday morning did some communications with the club for the fly-in. We had really nice weather on Friday, and we had really nice weather Saturday until early afternoon, and it actually was still really nice weather, but not if you're a pilot. They were worried about the weather closing in, so kind of cut the activity short because everybody left at mid-afternoon instead of there was going to be a safety seminar, and then there was a barbecue, which turned out just some local people were at, and then of course it rained overnight. And then Sunday was actually later in the day. Wasn't too bad. I finally went out, and you know, one minute it would look like it was going to rain, and then sun would come out, and then it would go back in, and it just did that all day until fairly late in the day. And I came back because I had stuff. I thought somebody was going to pick up a computer as well as drop one off, but that person never showed up. So anyway, and it was a real nice drive home. A clear, you know, clear sky, the moon, and I don't know, I guess Venus and whatever, you know, really bright in the sky. And of course today was a real nice day as well. So that's what I did over the weekend. I guess we're going to get some rain. I guess to the east of us, possibly some hail and stuff like that, but I don't think it's, from what I can tell, it's that bad here. And I guess then it'll clear up again. And yeah, we had 25 people at the thing Wednesday night, and I'm going to take the sign-in sheet here and get everybody's email and send it all, and, you know, keep in touch kind of thing, and figure out what we can do next to keep the momentum going. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, great. Glad to see there was good turnout there, and maybe we can pick up a club member or two. All right. Well, thanks. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, things are kind of peaceful and quiet this evening. The wife has doctor's appointment today, and daughter came into town. She wasn't able to join us yesterday because she works on Sunday. So she was off today. She came down and visited for a while. And we got up to 84, a low of 61 so far. And we had about a third of an inch of rain kind of yesterday afternoon and evening. Not anything special. So that's about it. 7-3 is all around. KA2ZNZ.
Well, you got together. That's the good part. So, good. All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What, no golf this late at night? What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff. Excellent day today. Got a lot done. Got a lot accomplished. Enjoyed myself. Went out and got the lawn cut, trimmed, and after all that rain, it grew up quite a bit. Longer than I thought. But looked sharp again. Then went out and played with a buddy. We played 9 holes. Had a pretty good day with that. Couldn't complain. got home, had dinner, went around the lake, Shari and I, toured around the lake, stopped off.
KC2NVU.
KC2NVU, hey, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Oh, Jeff, we got 68 degrees and we got a campfire going, a roasting marshmallow, so anyone wants to roast marshmallows, come on over. We're going to be having a fire out for a few hours here. Checked out the car show in Constableville yesterday. Brought a couple of my old Volkswagens. I won a blue ribbon with my 34-year-old Volkswagen pickup truck, and I won a second place red ribbon with my electric 42-year-old electric Volkswagen 181 thing. So I had fun, and again, no rain, it hit a couple sprinkles, but we had a real good car show.
All right, Ray, well, great. Well, enjoy the campfire tonight and the marshmallows. Glad you had a good time there at the car show. All right, thanks for checking in. Catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Well, not much to report for myself today. I had to work most of the day. Did pick up a new weed whacker. The old one there had a little, I think the gas had a little too long in it. So it's not working anymore, and it was time for a new one anyway. I've had that one for a few years. And other than that, took a walk up on the towpath with the wife earlier, and just kind of getting some last minute work done here on the computer, and that's about it. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Then 2PFM again, I'd like to have a little short QSO with KC2BCU when that's over. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other comments or queries? Okay, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency program which you use. I'd like to thank Kevin out there in Oneonta, George, Dan, Pete, Jack, Bill, Dick, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KC2BCU from N2PFM. KC2BCU, Ray from N2PFM. Nothing heard, N2PFM clear.
KD2FPM will be clearing from this repeater via Echolink. Thank you very much for use of this repeater and Echolink. Hopefully I will catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is out.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. I do hold traffic for the stations here tonight, which is an auction report. We get for NBU, WVX, AOW, AIT, and whoever else might be on there. Stations here tonight can help us.
This is N2PFM. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, let me welcome Acknowledge and to PFM. Hello, George. And to WPX. I'll stand by for a minute and I'll give you the traffic there that we pass out every month. And looking for additional stations. Okay. Okay, Dennis, are you ready to copy or listen? Whatever your pleasure.
Affirmative.
Okay, and PFM, if you're still there and you want to copy it down, you're welcome to do so. Okay, common parts routine. KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York. June 1, break. May Octen report stations 918, traffic 316, sessions 31. 7-3 break. I think that was signed by my assistant net manager, Mark KB2KOJ. And the traffic, N2WVX, WBX, number 527.
527, Roger. Copy. Thank you.
Okay, George, did you happen to copy? Okay, that's just a repeater wiping me out. George, did you happen to copy the traffic or not?
Negative, enter PFM clear.
Yeah, okay, very good. No problem. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Okay, thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 to both. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 ends up.